Tens of thousands of jobs could be created if businesses took the plunge into the digital world. That's one of the findings of a new report by a leading economic consulting group. But it argues cyber attacks are stopping many from exploring the opportunities, and it's warning that caution comes at a cost. From Canberra, Stephanie Boris reports.
Higher wages and more jobs. It sounds too good to be true. But a report by Deloitte Access Economics says it is possible if businesses capitalise on digital opportunities. However, many aren't exploring different avenues because they're worried about the risks associated with the online world. Alastair McGibbon is the Special Advisor to the Prime Minister on Cybersecurity. He says he understands the reservations some businesses have.
There's no doubt the threat environment is real, whether that's from nation states through to criminal groups that are agnostic to who they target, whether it's you and I at home or a big business. But it's not that we're helpless in this space. There are not just great homegrown technologies, but this is also a risk management exercise. It's about business processes. It's about having a conversation with business and government agencies so that we all just crack on. We deal with the threat, but more importantly, we realise the benefits that these technologies can bring.
He's warning businesses could miss out if they don't consider such opportunities in the online world.
Businesses are smart at dealing with risk. They need to work out what are the things that can cause them harm as a business, put in place practices and procedures to reduce the likelihood of that harm, and crack on with running a business. And we shouldn't let cyber get in the way. Indeed, we need to convert risk and potential fear into opportunities for us as a nation, because the better we can handle this, the more competitive we'll be with our countries that are less capable.
The Deloitte report states by 2030, an extra 60,000 people could be employed if businesses invest in cybersecurity and education. Peter Strong is the CEO of the Council of Small Business of Australia. He believes it's taken a while for employers to understand the digital world and how to use it to their advantage.
It's a bit like the security in your shop. We all learned over a period of time that you needed to have an alarm system. You needed to have a password, a passcode, all these sorts of things in place. You needed to train your staff, and it just becomes part of what you do in business. Now, the same thing must happen with cybersecurity.
The report urges Australian business leaders to show digital investment and cyber resilience are both possible. Mr. Strong believes that can only occur with a coordinated approach.
It has to be something done by government and industry. So it's big business issues, there's small business issues, medium, government agencies, and the government itself, we all need to work together on this particular issue.
Last year, the federal government launched its cybersecurity strategy, the aim to minimise the risk of online attacks and support businesses looking to embrace the digital world. Alastair McGibbon says it's now up to businesses to take the plunge.
We'll evolve as fast as we can to counter the threats and, most importantly, realise the opportunities that can come from these amazing connected technologies.
The Special Advisor to the Prime Minister on Cybersecurity, Alastair McGibbon, ending that report from Stephanie Boris.